of Arizona getting me into trouble and laughing about it. She thought she was so smart because she knew the answers to all the questions in class, but I knew them too, especially because I knew where our teacher kept the answer key, and I always stole it at lunchtime. My parents knew her parents personally because they always had to go to conferences about me picking on her and making her cry. But no one believed me when I told them that she was the one who started it. She always started it. Carter! My mom took a deep breath and shook her head. This is a terrible letter. It's worse than the last three you wrote. How? I didn't call Arizona any names this time. I just said I wanted her to die. You don't think you're hurting her feelings whenever you call her ugly? She is ugly.
She's not ugly. My father stepped into the room. Now, those braces in her mouth might be, but as a whole, she's pretty cute.
Seriously? My mom glared at him, and he laughed.
Sorry.
He walked over and patted me on the back.
It's not nice to call someone ugly, son, no matter how much you hate her. You've got to stop letting this Arizona girl get to you. This is the fifth time this year you've gotten in trouble.
Eighth time, my mother corrected him. He pushed her off the swings when she was in midair last week. My father looked at me.
And what did you do this time?
I didn't answer him. I looked down at the floor instead. He stood up in the middle of a math test and said, "I hate you, Arizona," my mom said. He then proceeded to grab the poor girl's test paper, ball it up, and throw it across the room. He missed and knocked his teacher's favorite glass pens to the floor. Shaking his head, my dad sighed.
Just stop talking to this girl, okay? Don't even look her way. You're going to have to learn to ignore her no matter what. Something tells me she won't be a lifetime person for you anyway. She's just seasonal, so she'll go away soon. Trust me.
Glad to see you finally acting like an adult about this. My mom ripped my letter in half and focused her attention on me. Now sit down and write a nice letter to your teacher, an even nicer one to Arizona, and tell her that you're not going to be mean to her anymore. Try to think of something nice to say, too. Maybe mention something about those pretty dresses she always wears?
I groaned, but I picked up my pen and wrote.
It took me five more letters to get it right since she made me take out the words stupid, hate, and die, but I finally got it perfect around midnight. Then I promised myself that after I gave Arizona my letter tomorrow, I would never, ever speak to her again. The next day at school, I set the sorry note on my teacher's desk super early and walked down to the farthest row, plopping down in the very last seat. Then I took out my homework and tried to finish a few more math questions before class started. I counted 4 times 7 on my fingers and saw Arizona taking the seat next to me.
"Good morning, Carter," she said.
I pretended that I didn't hear her.
"Carter?"
She tapped my shoulder, and I wrote 28 on my paper.
"Hello?"
She tapped my shoulder even harder.
"Carter? Carter? What?"
I finally looked at her.
"Don't you have something for me today? Something nice and important?"
She smiled her huge mouth of metal.
"Ugh. She's so ugly."
"Nope." "Your mom didn't make you write me another I'm very sorry note?"
She crossed her arms.
"Because that's exactly what she told my mom on the phone this morning."
"Well, your mom must be deaf and dumb because I didn't write anything for you."
"What?"
she gasped.
"Take that back or I'll snitch."
"Go ahead and snitch," I shrugged, waiting for her to raise her hand and tell on me like always. She didn't. She just stared at me. Then she reached into her pocket and tossed a folded note onto my desk. I wanted to crumple it into a ball and throw it right at her face like I should have done yesterday. But I opened it instead and read,
"Dear Carter, I am sorry that I made you act bad and break Miss Carpenter's pens yesterday, but I am not sorry that I hate you. You are ugly and you talk way too much.